Welcome sa bagay edisyon natin sa Patan. Ang mga sitas pa doon today, June 25, 2023. I decided to record a podcast today. And, you know, because I have many free time. Ayun na lang. Marami akong free time today. Although, last week pa naman, Saturday pa ako natapos yung aking finals and natapos yung semester. But I've been, you know, after that, medyo stressed pa rin naman ako due to unforeseen circumstance. But, you know, as time goes by, rest is, it really affects my mood. It really changes my mood na to the point na, you know, I'm much more optimistic na yun. Medyo tarik na yung aking mood today. And I'm more chill. Kumbaga. Unlike last Saturday, medyo stress pa rin naman ako. And you know, sometimes stress is really helps you. When not really sometimes, you know, it really helps you. Giving yourself a much time to slow down. Doing fine. Wow, ano yung kanta ni Billy Joel? Quote of a song, Vienna by Billy Joel. Pakinggan niyo yun. Anyway, so yun, medyo okay na ako. And this is for my kamusta portion. How are you guys today? Sana okay rin naman kayo. And you know, medyo maulan na. And for me, it is the mood for me talaga. I really like the feeling niya kapag umuulan. And you know, pwede, parang sarap magkape, tapos makinig sa music, you know, just chill. Then, may anda ko lagi. And, you know, dahil lang ako napag-decide na gumawa ng podcast. Kahit, ironically, kahit gusto ko yung ulan, it really brings a lot kapag mag-re-record ako dito sa third floor. Yes, sa third floor ako nag-re-record ngayon din sa which is, you know, here in third floor, marami akong galaw. Kumbaga, parang mas a bit change of view will help me to record this podcast. Yeah, and I'm drinking wine today, you know, just to be much to set the vibe. Wow, set the vibe. So anyway, sana okay din kayo. And sa mga kapwa kong mga law students dyan, and patapos na yung inyong panigurado, makatapos lang din ng semester nyo. And I hope na ma-enjoy nyo tong bakasyon nyo for, you know, since law school is very stressful. Alam naman ng lahat yan, kahit na normal na tao, alam nila na mahirap ang law school test. You deserve na magpahinga rin. You know, kung may budget kang pumunta sa ibang lugar, you know, you deserve it. Don't stop yourself of doing otherwise. Wag mong i-stop yung sarili mo or ipagkait ang sarili mo ng pahinga. Kailangan mo yan. You deserve it. So yun. So ang topic natin for today, yes, Across the Spider-Verse. So napanood ko tong Across the Spider-Verse last Sunday lang din. I know 3 months behind the release date ng Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse. And no, surprisingly, tama naman yung sasabi ng mga critics na it is a goat of a film. It really exceeded the Into the Spider-Verse. This arguably described as one of the greatest animated film of all time. Kailang dahil sa kanyang plot device, there is a plot story niya. But you know, so it's an innovation na i-introduce niya sa industry ng animation. So yun. So, fair warning, this episode will contain a lot of spoilers kung hindi mo pa napapanood yung Across the Spider-Verse. Although, I doubt na hindi mo pa napapanood yung Across the Spider-Verse. Siguro nga, napanood mo pa nga yung Across the Spider-Verse una, prior pa nung pinanood ko yung Across the Spider-Verse. And, dun muna tayo sa in-reaction. Mamaya muna tayo magsabi sa komentary ko sa Across the Spider-Verse. Anyway, overall, it really changed my mood. As I said earlier, medyo stressed na ako last Saturday. Then, nung napanood ko pa ako Across the Spider-Verse, it really affects my mood. Kaya nga nila, ito nga yung kalimitan na nababasa ko sa akin. I'm not the same man I was 2 hours and 16 minutes ago. Kasi kumaga, nasabi na yung film ay sobrang ganda. It will really a life-changing of changing of a movie is quite a far-fetched, you know? Medyo exaggeration. But it really sets your mood. It makes me more optimistic na medyo relaxed na ako muna. Around my stress na naranasan ko this past few weeks. And watching Spider-Verse really lessen or reduce my stress. I let myself, you know, relax and to indulge myself. And you know, alam ko siya wikin kasi yung sarili ko pag sobrang daming shit or sobrang dami akong then may pakakataan ako na mag-relax. I really indulge myself. Really took that opportunity to do that. And this can really help reward myself naman. Let's talk about the movie. So, as I said earlier, this movie will contain a lot of spoilers about the Across the Spider-Verse. Kung hindi mo pa siya napapanood, I recommend you watching it. Although, baka wala na siya sa cinema ngayon, siguro, kapag ka naman, siguro mapapanood mo siya sa film. It really exceeded the expectation na meron ka sa Into the Spider-Verse. Although, medyo hesitant din akong panoorin yung Spider-Verse na kasi nung video na well, parang ganun din yung expectation sa dito. Parang ganda, sobrang ganda kasi ng Into the Spider-Verse na parang I really kapag may nakapanood ako or may nakapanood akong GIF or GIF ng Spider-Verse sa Twitter ay mga auto-retweet sa akin sa kasi sobrang ganda talaga ng Spider-Verse and ang kanda sa Spider-Verse really exceeded that in terms of innovation. Kumbaga, andun pa rin naman yung innovation na gusto ko makita sa Across the Spider-Verse. Ala frames, ay perform part, cheat, talaga, di ako nag-exaggerate. Kumbaga, alam mo yun, parang little frames and little details, sobrang, alam mo yun, sobrang ginawa, mag, ano, alam mo, ginawa talaga, by hand. It is really, kumbaga, with passion talaga yung paggawa sa movie niyan. And, lahat ng frames ay ano mo ay ma-appreciate mo. Kumbaga, the innovation na meron sa Spider-Verse nandun din sa Across the Spider-Verse and much better din, diba? You know, when there's piercing na si Gwen Stacy ay nakikipaglaban doon sa nga kay Vulture na galing sa Renaissance era na Spider na universe, tapos lumipat siya dun kay Wednesdays and nakipaglaban siya, dun makita mo na andun din yung reaction ni Miguel O'Hara or ni Spider-Man 2099 pati ni Jess Drew, medyo na ano yung reiteration or yung ada ano yung variant ni Jess Drew dito sa Across the Spider-Verse is iba siya sa comics, as you all know. Pero maganda pa rin yung pagkakarakterismo. Hindi niya binatch out kung Jessica Drew na alam mo sa comics. Kasi itong Jessica Drew sa Across the Spider-Verse is a different character sa comics. Maga, hindi mo masabi na, parang napaka-put out naman, parang ano yung adapt sa kanya ay hindi gano'n kaganda. It's really, kung creative decision ba ito ni Phil Lord pati ni Christopher Miller na gawin panibagong design or panibagong character si Jessica Drew. But, you know, they really made a good decision na, you know, ibang character siya, pero yung same badassery si Jessica Drew ay andun pa rin naman. Pangalawa, Miguel O'Hara, yung characterization niya, yung pagkakabon si Oscar Isaac. You know, it's Oscar Isaac. Parang si Pedro Pascal lang din. Silang dalawa yung one part. They are the ones that, you know, daddy. They have this daddy vibe. Or ito yung mga actors talaga na sobrang ano on demand talaga. And yung kakaracterize ni Oscar Isaac kay Spider-Man 2099 sobrang kalim. Baga yung pagkakaboses niya, yung mararamdaman mo yung vibe ni Miguel O'Hara. And you know, given this vibe kay Miguel O'Hara na sobra siya yung Spider-Man na walang sense of humor, ayun naman yung pinopromote nila. And you know, yung pagiging uncompromising niya, which is the prevalent trait ni Miguel O'Hara rito, ay makita mo sa kanya pumbaga may sense of parang mararamdaman mo yung uncompromising trait niya na ayaw niyang ma-disrupt yung multiverse, yung canon event, kasi he knows ano should happen kapag mangyari yun. And you know, Miles being Miles, you know, he do what wants to do. Ayaw kong sabihin, well, yun. Anong gusto kong sabihin kay Miguel O'Hara? Kasi siya ba? Yung pakaka-interest niya. Sobrang ganda. Anyway, let's go on naman sa characterization ni The Spot. So, ayun, si The Spot ay ngayon muna ay thought na si The Spot ay sorry, may inom ako. Si Dustpot ay siya yung kontrabida, di ba? Siya yung pinapromote na big bad sa Across the Spider-Verse. Although, screen time ni Dustpot, pero yung pagkaka-screen time sa kanya kahit kurang ilang or may kita really set up the na sobrang tatlong. Although yung pagkaka-characterize sa kanya hindi siya yung parang on contrast kay Kingpin na parang hindi siya na sobrang big bad niya to the point na parang parang established na si Kingpin, ito ang big bad guy natin, ito yung antagonist natin. No more, no less. Ayun na yung makikita mo kay Kingpin dun sa Into the Spider-Verse. Well, in contrast dito, kumbaga, di feel that a lot they establish na si the spot. Albeit napaka, parang napaka goofy niya ang character, pero you know, kahit sobrang goofy at napaka parang hindi mo siya matatake seriously kasi parang yung character niya, clumsy siya muna. Pero, kumbaga, they set up this story na kung si The Spot ay sobrang laking threat niya, hindi lang sa universe ni Miles, but to the Spider Society and to the Spider-Verse, which, if I quote Miguel O'Hara, it was a stupid, parang stupid name. So, yun, Spider-Verse is a stupid name. Yeah. Yun nga, ang pagkakatawa lang din kay ang pagkakaset up or pagkakaset ng bonus na pagkakaitabish kay kay The Spot ay din. Yun nga, si The Spot ay nag-appear din siya sa ano, sa Into the Spider-Verse. Pero siya yung isa sa mga scientists sa Alchemist, which is yung big bad corporation. Yes. Sabi ko rin na maayos yung big bad corporation, which is in contrast dun sa kalimitan mong napapanood sa Spider-Man movie, which is the Oscorp. Ayun, lagi yung big bad corporation, which is pamamayaring ang diging Green Goblin or ni Norman Osborn. Dito, Alchemix sa universe ni Miles Morales, Alchemix yung big bad corporation. Ayan. So, The Spot, really good villain. Napakaganda ng prakasip sa kanya, pagkakasalus sa kanya. And, pero ito, ang pinaka admiring sa lahat, which is yung pagkakasabi or pagkaka solve nung tale naman or nung perspective ni Gwen Stacy. You all know, kapag nanonood ka ng mga review ng Across the Spider-Verse, nabawa, I presume na pagkatapos yung panoorin yung Across the Spider-Verse, eh, mananonood ka ng YouTube, then papanoorin mo kung ano yung mga na-miss mong Easter egg or kung ano yung meaning or yung explain behind the ending. Panigurado, yung papanoorin rin yung review. And kalimitan naman ng review sa kanya ay kay Red Eye. Ganda ng pagkaka-tell ng o pagkaka-set up ng perspective ni Gwen. And you know, we have so much of a Gwen today, which is really a change of pace. Kumbaga, di lang ito yung kwento ni Miles, although si Miles Morales pa rin naman yung main character. Parang may shared perspective din na itong franchise na to ay hindi lang para kay Miles Morales. Ito ay multiverse or yung franchise na nag-set din para kay Spider-Gwen. And you know, nakita natin yung we have much lore. Wow, lore, yun. We have, dive doon sa kwento ni Gwen. And you know, the reason kung bakit sumali siya ng Spider Society is the one of the big plot device. Kaya nga pati yung canon event. So, si Gwen Stacy, kung marami nga, kinuwento sa Into the Spider-Verse na gusto niyang i-save si Peter Parker. But she failed to do so kasi nga ni Peter ay Peter nito, Lizard. Magaling nga, napakating ko lang din na si Gwen Stacy ay sobrang laki rin nung parallel niya kay Peter Parker na ginanapan ni Andrew Garfield. Kumbaga, pareha sila. Kumbaga, ang contrast lang, si, syempre, si Gwen Stacy, dito ay siya yung cool kid na may banda, you know, average Christian, tapos may sa banda nga siya pala. Siya yung cool girl na parang ma-admire mo talaga. And si Peter, siya yung average nerd mo na lagi nag-bully. Well, you're asked, dito sa perspective ni, ano, hindi, ay Andrew Garfield. Although, yeah, siya pa rin naman yung nag-bullying Peter Parker, but, you know, this is usually yung i-regard nila as the cool, quote-unquote, cool na Peter Parker. Kasi na, unlike ng reiteration or yung reiteration ni Tobey Maguire at ni Andrew Garfield. Ni Tobey Maguire pati ni Tom Holland na parehas lang dalawa na parang yun, nerd at lagi sila yung guri-guri old shoes na Spider-Man. Etong si Andrew Garfield, patch mga medyo dark yung pagkakaganap sa kanya. And ganun din naman kay Gwen Stacy. And, you know, Gwen Stacy failed to save Peter on her universe, whereas si Peter, he fails to save his Gwen Stacy. Kumbaga, naging din para rin. Tapos, yun nga, dahil dun sa pagka-death ng isa't isa, si Gwen, she has this burden of guilt na nasa likod niya. So, she has this burden na dala-dala. Whereas, ganun din naman si Andrew Garfield na Peter Parker. He was guilt-ridden din sa pagkamatay din ni Gwen Stacy. And ayun na rin parang naging motivation nila. Si Gwen, she doesn't have, parang wala na siyang naging kaibigan after she claims na wala na siyang kaibigan after Peter. Then si Peter Parker na Andrew Garfield, he become bitter. He become revenge. Maga, ayun, nandun yung parallel nila sa kapita. Which is, yun nga pala, si Peter Parker, ni Andrew Garfield ay may little cameo din sa Across the Spider-Verse. Well, ganun naman kay Tobey Maguire pati kay Tom Holland. Not yun, may mga kanya-kanya silang cameo, which is a great sweet. And yung pinakamaganda sa lahat, yung pagkakagawa ko sa pagkakaracterize nung dynamics si Gwen Stacy pati sa father niya na si Joe. Kasi, you know, before sumali si Gwen Stacy, she tries to avoid the canon event na mamamatay yung tatay niya. Kaya nga sumali siya sa Spider Society. Then, you know, nakabalik niya sa universe niya, she knows na yung papa niya ay umalis sa force. Then, they reconcile. And this, ipaka-build up, ipaka-gawa sa frame. Alam mo yun, yung una, pinapakita na parang sobrang cold, sobrang distant nila. Parang, they really set that tone dun sa dynamics ni Captain George Stacy pati ni Gwen Stacy. Tapos yung parang, they reconcile yung background, naging vibrant, naging sobrang light. Sobrang ganda. I really love this movie. Parang gusto na sabihin na parang sobrang life-changing niya. Pero yun nga, I'm gonna say na medyo exaggerated naman sabihin. Pero it really sets your moods up talaga. And isa pa sa nakatuwa sa Spider-Verse bukod sa canon event na concept na halos dinerive din sa absolute point na nasa what if. Halos ganun lang din naman yung pakaka-explain din sa kanila yung yung event na hindi mo dapat dalawin, whether you like it or not. It's a canon event. It's a absolute point. You cannot change it. So, napanood mo yung what if na episode tungkol kay Doctor Strange. Basically, ganun din naman yun eh. So, yun. And, aside from canon event, ito sa impending that we sa tatay ni Miles kay Jeff Jeff Morales or kay Jefferson Davis, parang impending event siya. Hindi naman, wala naman pinakita na namatay talaga siya. Kumbaga, they really setting that up for that. Pero, after all, wala naman, ano, sa pinaka-plot itself, wala naman cast points point legit. Kasi, wala naman na namatay si Peter Parker dun sa, ano, sa universe ni Gwen Stacy. Eh, di naman siya ka-spoil kasi sinabi na rin naman yun sa Into Spider-Verse, di ba? Kumbaga yung mga ganun bagay, yung mga walang major plot, plot story na ka-spoil, which is sobrang na-appreciate ko nga. Yun nga, siguro isa rin sa dahilan kung bakit sa dahilan kung bakit parang di naman ako ganun na spoil. Maybe yung social media, magaling din yung kakagawa nila sa they really did their job na yung ako sa Spider-Verse, and I really did my job or my part na hindi indulge yung sarili ko or hindi spoil yung sarili ko into spoiling myself or para ma-disrupt yung aking viewing experience dun sa Across the Spider-Verse. Anyway, that's for this first up ng this podcast. This next second half, pag-uusapan natin yung ikulaga. I know. Gusto ko maging topical. Kasi, you know, I really like doing topical events. And same up me about that. Kasi, opinionated na tao ako at baka na meron akong tao. Anyway, stay tuned for the second half ng podcast ako. And thank you so much for listening for me. Blabber about my stuff. Anyway, see you in the second half. Bye-bye. Hello at welcome sa second part ng The Podcast. So, yeah, in this episode, hindi na natin pag-uusapan ng Spider-Verse. Yeah, boo, I know. Medyo, it's kind of suck, but you know. Kung gusto mong mapakinggan to dahil sa itulaga, yung mga legal concepts dito, medyo papahapyapaw lang natin to. Kasi, medyo rudimentary pa yung aking kaalaman or medyo basic pa yung basics lang yung alam ko sa intellectual properties. So yun. Yeah. So in this podcast, pag-usapan natin ng ikulaga. Yeah. Pero nga. Ikulaga has been hindi ko naman sabihin integral part ng aking buhay, pero it really, you know, isa rin yun sa entertainment na kinalakhan ko pagkabata ko. Well, pagkabata ko, hindi naman nung elementary ako kasi elementary ako, hindi naman ako nakakanood ng itbulaga. Kung magkakalimitan, through my high school, kumbaga, ayun na yung naging ano ko. Ayun na rin yung aking naging form of entertainment. Yeah. My form of entertainment is a noontime show. And you know, kahit matagal na rin ako nanonood ng Showtime, medyo di pa rin ako, parang di ako convinced dun sa Showtime. Ewan ko. May something sa itbulaga na wala sa Showtime. And I cannot figure it out what. Well, before Aldab, I really watch Itulaga dahil sa One for All for One and Pinahenyo. Yeah. Well, yung One for All for One, it is a segment sa Itulaga na si Jose Juan, si Paolo ay pupunta sa barangay at may tatawagan si Bossing, which is yung lucky winner, as bibisitahin yung tatlong humag yung ano yung tinawagan nila. So yun. Wala lang. Natatawa lang ako kasi putik. Ito nakaraan syempre dahil sa situation sa Itbulaga, my YouTube channel, my YouTube recommendation was flooded with One for All for One funny moments, you know. Tapos syempre sa One for All for One, andun din yung mga moments na dinidis or parang pinagpitripan or dinadog show. Yun. Yun yung magandang term na appropriate sa panahon ito. Dinadog show ni Jose si Wally dahil, you know, about that sex scandal shit. And people loves to do that, you know. I don't know. I really wish na may tao na gumawa ng video na kinocompile or yung compile, kumbaga parang Family Guy's funny moment, you know. Sana meron din Itbulaga Wally Bayola's bold compilation sa One for All for One. I really wish na may ganun. Kasi nakakatawa yung genuine reaction ni Wally na he cut off guard, you know. Anyway, gusto ko lang gawin tong episode na to, hindi dahil sa legal concept, sabat sa trademark, but you know, it's been around in my social media na, syempre, di ba nga, may si Tito Vic and Joey, they assert their rights about the name of Itbulaga, since, nga, na, we all know na yung Itbulaga, we always associate it with Tito Vic and Joey, Jose Wally and Paolo, Aldab, Pinoy Henyo, One for All for One. We all associated that to Itbulaga. We all know that. Lahat ng Filipino, ayun yung associate nila. Vic Soto, Itbulaga, Joey De Leon, Wally na may bolt. Bagay ba? You always associate that and they really assert their rights about the trademark. Although yun nga, ang IP kasi or yung intellectual property kasi may tatlong ano naman yan, concepts yan. One is patent, which is usually it refers to invention, you know, innovative inventions na magagamit mo for convenience. Pangalawa, copyright, which is yung artistic, creative na tao, such as music, film, paintings. And yung pangatlo is trademark. And trademark, ito yung usually yung branding, halimbawa, yung Golden Arch, which is sa McDo. Dalawang arch na nga yun is exclusive sa McDo. Yung mukha ni Jollibee, it is exclusive for Jollibee. And Itbulaga, syempre, yung branding niya, ma-associate mo talaga sa PB&J. But, you know, in contrast, well, ayon sa sources, na yung trademark ng Itbulaga was under ng tape, which is yung production company na under ng Itbulaga. Yung nga, umalis na nga si Tito Vic and Joey, si Main Mendoza and si Jose Wally Paolo sa Itbulaga dahil sa conflict din sa may maraming mga employees na matatanggal at yung Itbulaga will be reformatted and it was it really indeed reformatted, you know, iba na yung mga host ngayon since wala na nga si Jose Wally, wala na rin si Tito Vic and Joey, but you know yung Itbulaga na trademark ay ma-expire until June 14 of this year. So, expired na yung trademark ng tape in regards with Itbulaga. And, you know, tape still running the Itbulaga name or the show despite na expiration ng ano, nung trademark, although wala pa namang mga, it's just a race against times between Tito Vic and Joey and tape in registering the trademark of Beef Balaga. So hanggang ngayon, on pending pa rin yung ano, on pending pa rin yung kanilang registration sa Beef Balaga. So yun. Siyempre, as a part of Opium and stuff like that, si Beef Balaga, they hire a bunch of medyo di kilalang artista plus si Isko Moreno, which is a surprise, you know. Hindi mo maasahan yun ba, you know. Ang pinaka main host nila ngayon ay si Paolo Contis, which is sobrang kakaiba. You will not hindi mo ma-expect yun, di ba? And si Buboy Fernandez, blenda. Buboy Fernandez. No, isa sa mga mainstay ng Itbulaga ngayon. Well, ito naman talaga yung pinaka-crux of my controversy. Wow, crux of controversy. Ito naman talaga yung dahilan kung bakit gusto kong gawin tong podcast na to. Hindi dahil sa ako sa Spider-Verse. Kumbaga, naging reason na lang. Gusto ko lang din talaga makipag-usap sa Across Spider-Verse kasi sobrang gandang ano nga film at yun. So yun, na-search ko na yung pangalan nung bata, which is si Buboy Buboy Villar. Okay, si Buboy, si ano, kumbaga kasi may news na si Buboy Villar ay nag-chat kay Jose at nag-sorry siya, which is for me I'm gonna say na yung pag-sorry ni Buboy ay unnecessary siya. Wala naman siyang ginawang kasalanan, you know. You say sorry kasi may ginawang kasalanan. And si Buboy, he just do it because he has a job. Binigyan siya ng trabaho ng tape. Although siguro ginawa na lang niya in out of respect kay Jose. Since, you know, nire-respeto pa rin naman niya ni Buboy si Jose. You know, Jose is a integral part ng Itbulaga and gusto niya lang sigurong makuha yung blessing ni Jose, which is, you know, siguro tinanggap din naman ni Jose yun. But you know, this conflict is nothing to do with Jose and Buboy Villar kasi, you know, silang dalawa lang naman ay they are just actors na nadamay lang because of circumstances. Ang pinaka main controversy here is yung laban between Tito Big and Joey and the Tape Entertainment, but is yung nakasundo kasi si Tito Big and Joey, they do not approve about the new reformat in Itbulaga and the possible upsetting or pag-let go ng mga matatagal ng empleyado ng Itbulaga just for the sake na mapalitan yung format. Pero yun nga, business, baka business decision din naman kasi na inyang halusas doon. Yun nga, we have prerogative to do that, but you know, yung Tito Big and Joey grown a lot of attachment bilang din sa mga sa pinaka show itself, but syempre sa mga taong bumubuo ng Itbulaga na OG, so they create kind of parang protesto eh, protesto na parang dahil di na tayo nagkakasundo sa isang bagay, we live in, and you know, it just beating the people. Pero you know, in my kung tatanungin mo yung taong bayan in regards to trademarking Beef Balaga, syempre ang isipin ng tao, hindi yung Beef Balaga ay mamamayari ng tape, yung trademark na ito yung mamamayari ng tape ng tape sa entertainment or tape incorporated, but rather it is a show na ginawa ng Tito Big and Joey na pinatapong din ng Aida na natin One for All for One, andun din yung Rienyo, andun din yung Aldab. Yun talaga yung ma-associate ng karamihan ng tao ng sambayan ng anyway. Pero yun nga, hindi na ako nanonood ng vlog ngayon. take note of that. This is my personal opinion dahil, you know, I really, because of Joey De Leon. Yeah. Ito. Ito ang opinion ko in regards sa panalo ko. So, yeah. As I mentioned earlier, tape industry or tape industry. Itbulaga was my form of entertainment kung kabataan ko. Just nung choice ako, wala naman kami cable nun. And nung time show, itbulaga lang ang isang mga oras. So, you know, I really, hindi ko ma-feel yung vibe ng show time. Ayun ko. Hindi ko lang talaga ma-feel yung vibe ng show time. May something sa itbulaga na hanap ko. Although yun nga, I stopped watching it ulaga since Joey De Leon mentioned a lot of controversial shit. Particularly is yung sa comment niya about depression, na yung depression ay sakit ng pangmayaman, which is not true at all. So, sabi natin maraming na nati-depress na mayaman. Pero kasi silang yung mga mayamang yan, nadadiagnose sila na may depression since mayroon silang pera na pangdaya na pang-treatment. And you cannot say na yung mga mahirap ay walang depression just because di sila diagnosed. Yung mga tao na nakakaranas din ng depression in spite of their financial situation, perhaps yun pa yung pinaka factor ng kanilang depression, yung kawalan nila ng pera, yung inaccessibility nila in regards to healthcare, ay yun pa nga yung pinaka core yung problema, yung pinaka factor kung bakit sila may depression. Pati no, hindi sila ma-diagnose because wala nga silang pera pang treatment or pagpunta ng ano. Although may mga as I mentioned, as lagi ko sinasabi, may mga clinics din naman na nag-offer ng free healthcare advice. UST and BGH, lagi sila, although sa BGH, ang pinaka-downside lang is patagal pa yung appointment based life, laging maraming pasyente ang GH. So yun. And yun nga, di rin naman natin masisi yung mga mahirap na di mo pwedeng sabihin na porket di sila diagnose na may depression ay di na sila depressed. Wala lang silang access in those kinds of healthcare system. No. Kaya parang nung sinabi ni Joey De Leon na yung depression ay pangmayaman lang, and he's kind of unapologetic in saying that, it's just na that ain't it ship then, you know, parang nagpapaka pretentious na yun. I really si Joey De Leon dati yung wata pa. I admire yun na napaka halino niyang tao, napaka galing niyang komedyan. Eh, yung masabing siya yung experience sa ano, kasi baka may lang style ng comedy guys. Hindi naman sabing sobrang komedyante ako, pero I'm relatively a funny person. Ano man sabi ko. But you know, never, pag matanda ka talaga, you will have this kind of perspective na, this guy has a many red flags. Ayoko nang I regret of idoling or admiring this person. So yun lang. Kinda fed up with sobrang laking red flag sa akin ito. Although I appreciate dinidescent din ni Main Mendoza sa pagkasi sa akin. Hindi ganun po yan. Because si Main napaka siya rin yung naging boses ng millennial. Eh, masaling atin na work. Parang siya yung naging boss na. Yung ganong situation, yung ganong statement ay napaka-harming sabihin. I kind of admire yung dinefend ni Main Mendoza despite of, you know, maraming mga yes man din si Big Shot, si Joey De Leon mapanood. So, yun lang. And in regards to trademark, it's up to IPO talaga yun. It's Intellectual Property Office naman talaga yung nakasalala in regards to trademark. Yun lang. Sinabi ko lang naman yung pinaka-rudiment na ano, rudiment or pinaka-basic na concept sa intellectual property. I don't have that much understanding sa intricacies ng intellectual property. Although, sobrang interested ako sa ano yun, sa topic na yun. And I really consider it as one of my future careers na gusto kong i-pursue. So, yun nga. Pero yun nga, hindi ko alam yung pinaka-lifespan kasi iba-iba rin kasi yung lifespan ng mga yan eh. Iba yung lifespan ng may tinatagal ng trademark, iba rin yung copyright, iba rin yung copyright, iba yung trademark, iba yung mga lifespans nila. Pero yun nga, pagkakapares nila, they are under the intellectual property umbrella. Ayun lang yung masabi ko. And, yeah, ang pinaka-opinion ko lang naman is, you know, Bulaga will always associate it with Tito Vic and Joey. Albeit, hindi na ako masyado nanonood na it, Bulaga dahil nga. Joey Jolene. Sorry, Joey Jolene, but you know, you say Avanciola, Bepon, controversial statement na I cannot agree with that. It's a non-negotiable for me na sabihin mo yung depression ay sakit na pang mayaman lang. Nah, sorry, Julian. You lost me on that. Pero, pinafollow ko rin siya sa Twitter, apparently. Siguro, ano ba bang magagawa lang pang unfollow ko kay Joey Delay. Marami pa rin naman siyang followers. Diba? So anyway, that's it for this episode of the podcast. Canon event nga ba? Ito pala, gusto ko sabihin na. Bago mo na pala kumalis. Okay. I have to acknowledge this one. We are living in a weird timeline today where as last, mga sabi natin, mga last 5 years, di mo ma-imagine ang Itbulaga na mawawala sa GMA at di mo ma-imagine ang Showtime ay mapupunta sa Showtime. And siguro, indirectly responsible si Duterte dito sa Tino. That OPO is responsible for open up, opening it parang magkakawala ng network rivalry ng GMA at ng ABS at ng TV5. Kumbaga si ABS is napilitan siyang mapag-collaborate with the TV5 at GMA. And ngayon, marami na rin project si GMA na nakikipag-collaborate with the Star Magic, which is a corporation na under na media conglomerate na ABS-CBN. And si ABS-CBN ay nakipag-collaborate with GMA and TV5, which is super unimaginable. Di mo siya parang it's far from reality 5 years ago. So yun. Since you know about the tape entertainment for Puffel, nawala kasi Tito Vic and Joey, umipat sila sa TV5, tapos si Showtime na may time slot ng alas 12, ay lilipat kay GMA kasi si Tito Vic and Joey ay may usapan with TV5 executives na gusto niya lang gumawa ng parang TV ng Itbulaga like na noong time show. And you know, si Tito Vic and Joey ay nasa TV5, ang Showtime ngayon ay nasa GMA. Well, hindi naman sa pinaka main channel ng GMA, sa main channel ng GMA napalabas nila ang Itbulaga na under sa tape entertainment, mapapalabas lang naman sa Showtime is under sa GTV or, you know, kung alam mo yung QTV or yung GMA News TV, ayun lang yung channel na yun. Doon lang papalabas yung Showtime. Which is super... We are living in a weird timeline. Ewan ko ba kung canon event ba yung... Kung canon event ba yung tinanggalan ni Duterte ng Francis PBS again. Yes, hanggang ngayon, di pa rin naman siya ako masyado kung di pa rin ako agree na ginawa niya. So, maraming naapektuhang mga empleyado. Di lang naman yung mga maybe he wants to bleed the news media ng ABS-CBN. Di lang naman yung ABS-CBN yung di lang yung news entertainment o yung news department ng ABS yung nawalan eh. Buong ABS-CBN from their ano TVs, mga channels nila, and their radio station, yung MOR, nawala. Nawala rin yung DZMM. Which is, wala na ngayon. Nagsara na. Pero sana, hopefully, in the near future, mabigyan na ng Santec ang, kahit di ba lang yung ABS-CBN. Sana mabigyan na yung pinaka-ABS-CBN. I'm super thinking about that. Down the line, sana mabigyan na, in the near future, sana mabigyan yung ABS-CBN ng franchise. Although, that's quite a far-fetched for today's political climate. Pero masabi ba bang canon event yung pagtanggal ng plangkesa ng ABS-CBN? Napagtanggal ng kongreso. Dahil di naman si Duterte sabi niya, hindi naman talaga daw yung napatanggal. Congress, oh, tama naman, Congress naman talaga yung nag-deny ng Francis ng ABS-CBN. Tama naman na, pero you know, it's under his will. He cannot deny for that. Okay. So yun. What do you think? Ayaw kung magko-comment ka sa Facebook or DM mo ba't mo. I want to know about your thoughts on this matter. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Canon event. Canon event nga ba yung manood ako ng subscribers? Or canon event ba yung si GMA ay nasa si Itbulaga na sa MB5 at si Showtime nasa MB6. Ayun yung three things na we are living in a weird timeline today. Ayun lagi sa akin, we are living in a weird timeline. So, that's it for this episode and that's asking you out. This is Jonathan G. Padua. Whatever yung tawag mo siya. Saying good pagod. I still suck at outros and stay awesome. Yun lang. Stay awesome.